Shmuel's Chiddush, they don't have to make a bedikah. Like Bisman Ezim, the Norsh will not have to check themselves before Tashmish. Gemara says, my Kamash, what are you teaching me? Tanini, we learned like this. We learned the Mishnah later will have that Kol Ha Noshim Becheskas Tyro LeBaleim. So Mishnah later says, all the Noshim are Becheskas Tyro. Unless you know she sees, so she's Becheskas to be Tyro. So she doesn't need a Bedika. So Gemara says, no, even as this different, that Mishnah, no, even as this different, I would have thought the Savimino, Han, immediately be Shesh Levesis. So an Ishan has a vest. Then we say, so Shloi Bisman Vesto, she's allowed to live with her without checking. Abel Isha Shane Loves. Maybe Isha does not have a vest kavua. Maybe Boya Badika. Maybe Nechnaim is such an Isha every time before the husband lives with her. Maybe we'll have to make a Badika. She'll have to make a Badika. So the proof is from our Mishnah that he says no, she does not need a Badika. So Marissa says, if so, how could it bring a proof in our Mishnah? For Mas Nisan Bisha Shesh Lovesaski. Now Mishnah is talking about Isha has a vest. And on the Buddha Mishmul saying the Pshan now Mishnah. So maybe only an Isha has a vest does not need a Bedika Labayla. But maybe an Isha Shein Lovesis, maybe she would need a Bedika Labayla. So where it says, no, I'll tell you the Pshat in our Mishnah is Mas Nisin is Bein Sheyesh Loveset, Bein Shein Lovesit. I'm just talking about both types of Noshim, whether she has a vest or whether not. And for all Kamash, this is the Chiddush of our Mishnah, that the Yafagav, the Yesh Lovesis, even though she has a vest, still, Migu, the boy Bedika Lataris, since for the after the Tashmish, she has to check herself, to make sure she's tough, because Tyrus is boy number medical bailo. That's the chiddush, even though she has a vessus. I mean, as time we should not be choishet she's going to see dam now. But since for Tyrus there's this chumah, she has to check herself. Who are din labailo? So we say she has to check herself beforehand. So we say, I've Omer Shmuel Chazim. Shmuel said this one time already. The Yomer Reb Zer, Omer Reb Abba Bar Yimio, Omer Shmuel. Isha Shein lo vessus asur l'shamish ad shetivdoik. That Isha does not have a vestet, it's not gossip to live with the husband until she checks herself first. And Yakin, we already put that halacha, that memory was, be asuka the tyrus. It's only talking about when she's very sick and tyrus. So we learned that halacha already. Only if an Isha works with tyrus, has to check herself before, but not a regular Isha. So Mosna Nechanami, I tell you, Chodu Michlal Chaver Titma. One was learned the name of the other one. Like it's not a separate memory, it was like both set together. So it's not a kasha, what we learned both of them. Now the Gemara says, Tanya Nam Yechlon let this also. The Med of Ramamu Ramuz has said you have to make these Badikas before Tashmas and after Tashmas only the Tyrus. Only Nisha's working for Tyrus, there it's a Chumra, she has to check herself. Avul Abayla, in the case where there's no Tyrus, just to live with the husband, then Mutera, she's allowed to live with the husband even though she doesn't check herself. The Med of Ramamu Ramuz has said, Shenicha Becheskas Tyra, if you left her, Becheskas Tyra. Let's say when you went away, she was still in Nietzsche, she was Tamei, and then you come home. The loch was there, Lamhiba Tumasa. She always has a loch, she's Tamei, at your time of eternity. She has to tell you that she's Torah. So it could be again, when you go away, she was Tamei, and then you come home, so you have to ask her, is she Torah? You have to ask, did she go to the mikvah or not? And if she says yes, then you have right to believe her. Yeah, done a few days. Look at this. Goimine Reb Zerim Reb Yuda. Reb Zerim is a shalom from Yehuda like this. Isha Malsha Tivdek Atzma Labayla. If an Isha wants to, it's a nice thing to do to check herself right before Tashmish, even for husband's sake, to make sure she's Torah. So Amalei says back to him, Le Tivdek. No, she should not make the Bedik. It's not worth it. Don't do it. For the moral of a Tivdek, let her do it. Matter of fact, what's the difference? We're not saying she has a Chiv too. If she wants to do it, what's wrong? So we're saying, yes, still it's wrong. Because him came, if the wife does like in front of her husband, Libay make for your parish, means the husband will have doubts now. If he sees his wife making the bdika, it must be that he thinks maybe she's telling him she fell down. So therefore, will be parish, therefore it's not kedai to make the bdika. Boy, Mene Rababam Rafuna. Isha Maosha Tivde Gatsuma Kishir Vesis. Should an Isha check herself right after Tashmish? Today, Lechayiv by Lechatis. We'll have a Gemara later about this. That she makes a bdika right after Tashmish, and she finds to be Tamei, so we have right to say that she was Tamei before Bishas Tashmish, and the husband that lived with the Nida, so Bichai Vachatis. Only said back to first of all, Mimish Kachasa Lebedika, is it possible to make a good bdika in this time? Kishir Vesas, that's not possible. That Tani, we learned, like we'll see later, Ezeo Shir Vesas, what's the Shir to check yourself right afterwards to say that Dam was there before? It's a Moshan example. The Shamesh, that's a waiter like the Yed and the Edim, Shem Dematarim are standing by the door. The Yitzir Hashem, when the waiter goes out, Nichna say the Edim come in. Here also means like as soon as the Shamesh, as soon as you finish Bia, right away you have to check her that next second. have a vest shomru or likinuach, and this only helps if she just wipes herself. But if she's right after the eva comes out, she's going to take a cloth and go inside and make a bdika. That takes too long. By the time she comes out, it's not a proof to say the dam was there before. So there's not enough time to make a bdika and then say the dam was there before. So anyway, he's not chayiv achatis. And the most like this, the question was marsha tikinuach. Maybe she could die for as soon as the husband comes out of her, right then she should just wipe herself there. And to see whether she's tummy, if she wipes herself, and see if she's tummy, that's a proof the dam was there before, and the husband will be chayiv achatis. And he could be amis tam to the shalom like this. Hochi boy minei. Isha marsha tivde gatsma gadeh lechayiv by loshim toli. And if I'm not just time to wipe herself, but maybe right after Tashma, she should make a good bedika, stick a hand in there, and she should check herself well. And she comes out, she finds herself, she's tummy, and then it's a suffix whether that dam was there before B'shach's husband was there. So the Chayav Neshem Toli. All Malois, he said back to him, such a bothy child was led Tivdi. No, she should not check herself. For the mother Tivdi, let her check herself, and talk about the difference. On Cain, Liba Neikha Perish, if she checks herself, so the husband will have doubts, maybe she's really tummy, and he won't want to live with her. Therefore, Kit is not Kedai, so he should check herself. Now it says the Mishnah Bishor she averse. The time what? When she's going to have Tashma, she has to check herself before and afterwards. Omer Avam, Omer Rab Yanai. Vizel Eidin Shatznuis. This is like the Eidin means, this is the manner of what's newest. They used to do. They used to make a B'dika before and a B'dika afterwards. Omer Rabam, Bamam Rabami. Tony Tzrichas, our Mishnah says, every Isha has to. Bishach, that Tyrus, that to check himself before Tashmas and after Tashmas. The at Tony Tznuas, you say Tznuas, Mashmoni a Choshev a lady. Omle said back to me, Shemiyam, I say, they call him a Kam, did a Chomin, Nikrit Tznuas, ever listen to a Chomin, they call it Tznuas. So that's what I meant to say, they listen to the Chomin. Omle Rova, Vishayn, the Makam, did a Chomin, Tznuas, Le Mikri, or Russian, Le Mikri. That's not a good Russian. You say, if they don't listen, they're just not called it Tznuas, it's not like a Tzadakis, but not a Russian, they should be called a Russian also, it's not a good Russian. And the rather like this, Omle Rova, he meant to say like this. Tznuas, these special ladies, aid shebotku boy atzmon of the tashmish there. The aid, the shmata, they used to check themselves before this tashmish, and bread kizmon of the tashmish shachar, they would not use it over again to check a second time, even though it was clean, but mash was not as clean as the beginning, they would not use it a second time. But for shame tznuas, ladies, they were not tznuas, then boykas, they would check themselves over, use the same shmata a second time, vloyichaslon, it wouldn't bother them. So really, you're allowed to do it. Just as a chiddush here, it's newest, they did not do this way. Proof of what we just say, Omer Reb Zeira, Omer Reb Abba, by Yimya, Omer Shmuel, Isha, Shein Leveses, Asur Leshamish, Atche Tivdeik, an Isha doesn't have a Veses, so, Isha, but this was Omer Reb Yimya, Omer Reb Abba, by Yimya, Omer Shmuel, Isha, Shein Leveses, is Asur Leshamish, Atche Tivdeik. You have to check her first. This time of the time is man, they have Tyrus. Yeah. Is Omale Rab Zeil Rab Abba Bar Yimya. Ein lo vesis, boy bedika. What do you say? She doesn't have a vest, then she has to check herself. For mashmi yesh lo vesis, loy boy bedika. So why not? We just had our mishnah's mashmi. All mashmi have to check themselves. Omale meant like this. Because we're talking about here, is man Tyrus. So Omale, yesh, if she has a vesis, or if she's awake, then boy bedika, she has to check herself. But Yishonah, she's like sleeping already, lay boy bedika, you have to check, she doesn't have to check herself. So much of a tircha. Ma'ashen can aim a vest, but Isha does not have a vest kavua, then yes, they know whether she's wide awake. Then Yishonah doesn't mean she's sleeping, mama, it just means she's not completely awake. Then, boy bedika, still you have to make a bedika first. Oh, my rovo, the lamely, why don't you say, yesh lo vestes le tyrus boy bedika? Where she has a vestes for the Tyrus, she has to make a bedika. But Labai le boy bedika, Labai doesn't have to make a bedika. Ain le vest, less than Isha doesn't have a vest kavua. Why don't you say a few Labai le boy bedika? Why don't you answer like that and say this chilek? Or midlo yom lochi, since he did not say like this, Shamin, it's a proof to say clearly that Kasava Shmuel hold not for locho, that call Labai le boy bedika. If it's the only question of living with your husband, you do not have to make a bedika, even though it's Isha does not have a vest kavua. If it's only for Labailo, it's Mutta. It's only for Tyrus that you have to make this Vedika. Tell her about one like this. Chamorin, a husband that works, a donkey driver, or Perlim workers, Raboim, Vesovo, people come home from the Vesovo, Vesemishta, Nishayim, Lehem, Becheskas Tyra. Their wives are Becheskas Tyra. Or Boyin, Vesherinim, they're allowed to live with them. Ben Yishonas Ben Oris, whether they're wide awake or whether they're sleeping a little bit. The Medva Murum was this said, Shenicha Mecheskos Tyra. When you left them, they were still Mecheskos Tyra. Avlo Nicha Mecheskos Tumah. If you left them, they were Tomei. Then the other Mecheskos Tumah, that she's still Tomei, and she Tiyomaloi Tyra, until she tells you clearly that she's Tor, she went to the Mikvah. I was Shmuel, the question is, the Maimukla, how do you put on this price? Ibishyesh Levetes Kashor. It's Mashma's Bryce talking about Lugabe Tilchus Tyrus, not Tam Labailo. See, if she has a Vesis, so Kashor. He says before, if she's awake, she has to make a Bedika. Here it says she doesn't have to make a Bedika. Vibishayim Levetes Kashor Benor Ben Yishon. He said before, she always has to make a Bedika. Even though she's a little bit sleepy now, still they have to make a Bedika. So she has the vessels over here. So the question is, she has the vessels, since talking about the tyrus over here, if she's awake, she has to make a bedika. So the answer is, v'chivin shetova. Since when the husband comes back, though he was away, so first he has to be tovim, he has to talk to her, and tell her he wants to live with her. And so he speaks out, it means, Rashi, he has to be mafayisa, like they were away for a while. So he has to first start talking to her. If so, ain't the bedika gedola mizu. Then we're not afraid that since he has to start talking and be nice to her, so she'll remember, if she was really tummy, she'll remember and tell her. So therefore, that's called like a bedika. So that you have to first be tovei, like ask her, and she has to, like the Torah says, pirish kivin shabom naderech mefaisa. You have to start talking nice to her first. So during that time, if she really was tummy, she would remember. So therefore, that's considered like a bedika. That's why she's mut. All malera popular rovo. Now the mevet kiamas nisen. Should we pass on this last brayser? So we'll say bilshvei because the chur talking about tyrus, and here we're talking about little bezmanes there. It means there was no tyrus. So Tyrus talks about it, but even though this talking about tyrus, here the shaila was the mevet kiamas nisen. But Tyrus said lematzokor midi biyishono. Hashem afla baile grade the sort like kisa teveya. Question is, she's a little bit sleepy. Maybe even labaila, the husband should have to wake her up first to make sure she's tyra. If she's awake, then we understand good. Because if she's told me, she would have told you. But in the case where she's a little bit sleepy, that's the question, do you have a right to live with her or not? So ma'al l'medet yamas nisim. Omri said back to him like this, that Sudni, so some Rashi has one gear, so means a slush with al-Mechochim, Sudni was his name, Sudni, is loy, loy, you don't have to make a vedika, the magni biate, because he'll feel bad about it. Rashi says, because he'll feel disgusting, like it won't be nice to him. She doesn't have to make a bedika in front of him, so he won't want to live with her. So therefore, we never tell her she has to make a bedika. It'll be like disgusting in his eyes. Like Tari says, Pirish, it's sort of like Kitzash, the Shashiv died to Loshiv, him Tari, him love. He doesn't have to wake her up completely like that. That's going to bother them. So therefore, he does not have to make the bedika. Just Labai alone, you do not have to make this bedika. Omer Rav Kana. Shall tinuli inshe beisa the Rav Papa? He asked a question by the wives of Rav Papa, the people in Rav Papa's house, who based the Rafuna or the Rafuna, bread of Yeshua. Ye kiosa rabbonim ave rab, when your husbands come off from Yeshiva, matzachul abdika, do they tell you to make a bedika first or not? For Yomru, they said back to them, Loi, no, like we just said now, you don't have to make a bedika. The Bailo, you don't have to make a bedika first. As long as she's becheskas to be Tyro, it's okay, she doesn't have to check us out first. So that's the question, how come they didn't ask a Rav Papa? How come Rav Kana went to ask the wise? Why didn't he ask Rav Papa? So it's Dilma Inu Ko Machmira Nafshayi. He's afraid if he just asked Rav Papa, he would pass on the body with Smuta. But it could be maybe Rav Papa himself was Machmir. So he wanted to ask his wife exactly how did he feel, how did he act himself? Like, was he Machmir for himself or not? And the wife said back, no, they were not Machmir. Tana Rabbonin, Isha Shein Levesis. Anisha doesn't have a vestis, so Asur Lashamish, that's what this bride says, she can't live with her husband. Because you have to be afraid she's going to see Dam. And therefore, you have to give her a get, and therefore, Venlo likes her, she doesn't get Exuba, Fulay Teris, she doesn't get Teris. If does needs the Teris, she doesn't have to pay for it. Fulay Mazes, doesn't have to feed her. If she borrowed money, he doesn't have to pay back for that. Fulay Bilay is not the old clothing. The Yoitzi, you have to give her a get, and Fulay Masalom, he can never remarry her. These are the words of Rabbi Meir. Soon see. Rabbi Chanina ben Antigna Simon, no, Mishamesh Vishnayedim, no, even though she doesn't have a vest kavua, so what? Every time they live together, she'll just make a bedika before and afterwards. So, if so, Hain Tiknu, Monashach. If she sees Dam, he'll be in trouble, they can't live together. And if she doesn't see Dam, then she's okay. Mishamah Bechonon Omru. Oyver labayla, oyver to such a husband, every time he has to have a bedika. Sa'asuru l'shamish, and therefore he tells, no, it's also the mishamish, duma makakelas lay. Maybe what? Maybe she will see dam, it'll become like tummy, it's no good. Therefore, v'yein lo ksuba, she doesn't have a ksuba. Wa'akivu l'chaz l'biya, less lo ksuba. Since they can't live together, because she doesn't have a vesset, therefore, he doesn't have to pay a ksuba. For the teiris, he doesn't have to pay for the teiris that he ate. For the mizonis, he doesn't have to pay for the food that she took. For the beloyis, and not for the old clothing. Why? Because we all tonight ksuba is a ksuba dummy. The tonight of a ksuba is the same look like the ksuba. So once he doesn't have to pay for the ksuba, since he can't live with them, he doesn't have to pay for these other tanoim, the teiris and the mizonis. For yoitzi, he has to give her get and loyachzer olamis. It's more of a pshita. What's the chiddush over here? That you have to give her get and you can't remarry. Yeah, pshita, you can't remarry. She's an isha, doesn't have a veset. Tamar says, "Letzricha the Yahadra of Yiskanos." No, later on she had a veskavua. So, Madavim, I would have thought to say, "Lahadra, now let her remarry you." Kamashma, no, we don't let her remarry you. Why? Because we're afraid the Zimnin sometimes the Ozla shall go or Mansavah shall remarry or Mesakna and shall have a veskavua by the second husband. And the Yoma, the first husband will say like this. Lav Charoti gave her get. The first husband will say like this. Ilu Yisidev, I would have known. Shekachoy, it's like the truth. You have a vest. Afidu yisim leisli mei. A man, if you would give me $100, leisim megash, I wouldn't give you a get. So the first husband will have charoti. Ever gave a get, and therefore the get is like bottle. V'nim to get bottle b'nei mamzerim. So therefore we say, we tell him clearly, when you give her the get, you should know you're never allowed to remarry you, no matter what happens. Even if she gets a vest kavur later, still the get is a good get. Now mishama b'chonim amru oyle labai lover to this husband. He could be having some sin of a mayor, he's going back to a mayor shita to say like what, he can't live with her. And omalei, the boy lagbuyi ksubasa. He meant to say what, that he has to pay the ksuba. And he could be having a quantum benatignis, komalei, the mechelis lay, he'll be mechalkala. So once he went back to a mayor shita and says what, that a husband does have to pay the ksuba. Omer of Yudah Mashmudo, shnaloch rebechlina benatignis. But I can pass the chlina benatignis over here. They're not that she's also to the husband, but no, she's allowed to live together. She's have to make a bedika before and afterwards. So let's see the line. What are we talking about over here? Ibi asluka b'tayrus. We're talking about that she's Isaac and Tyrus. Homer Shmuel chod ezimna. Shmuel said already one time that the Tyrus, she always has to check it. Even an isha does not have a best kavua, she has to be allowed to live together. Just she has to check herself before and afterwards. Ibi shayna sugutayrus. We're talking about isha doesn't have work with truma like the zman azir. Homer, we said already the cloud was. Call the bailer loy boy badika. So what's no shine over here? For the husband, she doesn't have to check herself. So even if she wouldn't have a vest kavua, what's trang remeya? What's pshati? She doesn't have to make a bdika altogether. The yom reb zayr, yom reb abba va'ayim, yom shmuel. Isha shame levestis asur l'shama shasha tivdik. That's what he said it in. And Yekim already said that's wrong about b'asulke b'tayrus. Only b'asulke b'tayrus. Senech namin isha that's not osik b'tayrus like b'zman azir. The locher is even though she doesn't have a vest kavua. Still, the husband is allowed to live with her when she's becheskas to be told, and we're not afraid she's tamei. So Rashi says, true, man, the masniel, the masniel, the one learned this, not learned this. No, there's no machlokes here, Rashi says. L'yelom b'yasuki, he would tell me she was Isaac and Tyrus. I, Tati, what do you have to have two halachas for? So the one that said this did not say that. B'renechanami, this halacha is only talking about an isha that's Isaac but Tyrus. B'renechanami, an isha that's not Isaac but Tyrus, they're like b'zman aser, that's halacha. That even though the isha does not have a vest kavua, still the husband's allowed to live with his wife as long as she's becheskas to be torn. She doesn't have to make a bdika, not before, not afterwards. These halachas are only halachas by sukkah b'tayrus that she has to make the bdika, and then in such a chumra it may hold that an isha does have a vest kavua, you'll be asked to live with her. But it's only b'zman tayrus, but b'zman is there, these halachas not apply. Yehadin halacha, shama yeymeh. All right, yeah, we'll stop here.